Yo, yo, yo! It's DJ Jazzy Poodle.
And the French Princess.
And this is Too Hot to Handle, y'all.
Ooh, strap it on.
Too Hot to Handle, it's the new show about some hot and horny people trying to win a lot of dough.
They got Americans, Brits, Australians in the mix. So where can I watch?
Bitch, it's on Netflix.
These pretty people think they're there to find the perfect match. Then an Alexa named Lana tells them there's a catch.
They can get naked, fuck, or even kiss. Yeah, don't look in the shower.
That's a lot of jizz.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to watch this shit. And if love is blind work, this will be a hit.
Blame the Coral.
Yeah, too hot to handle.
Word.
Doo-doo-doo. Good morning, everyone. Sorry you can't fuck each other like rabbits, but an evil robot.
That's way too, you went a little too cockney. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, you can't fuck each other like bum fuckers.
I sound like, what's the name of that British drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race?
I don't know.
Oh, bag of chips.
Hello, I'm bag of chips.
Oh, from the British version.
With the British version. I love bag of chips.
Yeah.
Bagger. Did I finish this season? I think I did.
I never finished it.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
All Stars is back on.
I haven't watched it. I figured you would love the Vivian.
No, I just kind of got disinterested. I think I was watching it. I think I was binging it. Uh-huh. And then something came up and I had to stop watching it for some reason.
Oh,
And then it's hard for me to go back to something like, man.
Boy.
That's the truth. Boy, that says a lot about my life.
That's a great intro. Welcome to Reality Gaze, y'all. Too Hot to Handle. Season 2, Episode 2.
Episode 2!
Watch out, you got to go pee.
Is that the name? No, it's something about Peter. Wasn't it?
I don't know. What's that noise?
Oh, that's my alarm.
Oh, God.
Because I have to do a cameo.
Oh, God. Do we need to pause it?
Yes!
All
right.
We're back from Poodle's cameo.
God. I have to do alarms now, y'all, because Cameo used to do this really great thing where they said
they don't 20, care.
20 minutes left.
Who gives a shit?
And I miss them now.
Y'all, you know what I don't miss? Nathan and Peter waking up in the bed together.
Oh, okay. No, I do miss that. Y'all, I felt a little sticky in my jeans after I saw that. I was having to move some stuff.
It's the morning after, and Nathan says, for a little dude, you take a moment.
It's got to be a morning after. Sorry. Anytime someone says morning after, I have to sing that song.
Wow.
I don't know why.
And so,
how dare you criticize me for spontaneously singing?
True. That's fair. I can't do much for that.
It's episode 2, something about Peter, blah, blah, blah.
But so Nathan and Peter shared the bed. Ooh. Now.
God, loved to have been the sandwich in that meat. Oh.
Now Marvin says it's day 2 and he wants to get to know everyone because, you know, he's upset Melinda kissed somebody at the party last night.
So he's already emotionally.
He's already emotionally controlled. And so Carly is like, well, she fancied Marvin, but. And Chase, but she wants to give Chase a chance.
Say that again.
I can't.
I turned off my alarm.
Oh, God. Sorry. So she's going to give Chase. So now,
okay,
y'all,
it's fixed. It's
this
fixed.
Is when they know the game. They know that they can't make out with people.
Yeah, I want to know your thoughts on this.
So, well.
And then it just becomes Thunderdome.
It's just so, well, let's talk anyway. I mean, because, so first of all. We don't need to get into the who likes who until we get to the big stuff. But basically, like Cam approaches Emily. Go ahead.
They don't seem to care that any of the rules are broken. They're all saying things like, I don't care.
Yeah, they both seem like rule breakers.
Which is, no, the whole cast.
No, I just said they all seem like rule breakers.
And it's... And I also wrote down, are any of these people really carnally interested Or are they doing it because it's on television?
Yes, they want to be reality stars, and they know the crazier they are, the more they're going to get an OnlyFans or show
That's
or be
true.
Chloe on The Circle. That's all they want to do.
Right. But see, Chloe on The Circle wasn't like that. She was...
I know, but they see her success.
I see.
I feel like this is the first time you've ever dealt with shallow people in reality.
No, no, no. I'm just saying these people don't seem to have... I think it's because the show isn't really clear to them, and they don't have strategy.
No, none of them. We haven't seen any strategy yet. We didn't really... Did we see that a lot? We didn't see it a lot last season.
But no, there was... who was it?
Francesca had strategy.
And who was the guy, the banker? What was his name? I'm forgetting his name.
It was like Riggs... Or,
no, it wasn't Riggs. I'm forgetting it. There were people who were really specific and people planning out what we could do and you shouldn't do. And this seems like this kind of loose coalition of people.
But that happened later. They don't really get into that more to like third, fourth episode.
Right.
We could still get there. This is second episode.
And I feel
Why am I so itchy?
But I feel like they were still trying to get to know each other on the first couple of episodes.
They do seem very familiar here already. Just like, hey.
And that's why I think it has to do with the premise of the show.
Is sluttier. That's all. I don't think it's a premise. Y'all, they're slut, 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 slut. And I mean that in a positive way.
Slut, 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 slut,
slut, slut, slut, slut, slut, slut, slut, slut, slut, slut, slut, slut, slut, slut, slut. Stick it in my butthole, oh, slut.
We can't do that song because that's the Russian dick song. You get to choose another song for the slut song.
Sorry.
What is wrong with you?
I'm itchy. I'm choky. I don't know what's happening.
I'm glad I didn't just do that. I would have been furiously rebuffed.
Maybe.
So I wrote, they don't seem to care if the rules are broken. I'm just saying the way this is a setup, because reality television is all about established rules and how to get around to follow those rules to get the reward.
But also in reality television, who are some of the people that have the most famous kind of moments or most memorable moments from a show?
I agree.
Rule breakers.
It usually doesn't happen by episode two.
Agreed.
that's my alarms are going off.
Slut, 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 slut,
slut, slut, slut, slut, slut, slut. Stick it in. Cam has already just decided, and it's almost like he's already kissed her, but he's like, I'm gonna go kiss Emily. I'm gonna do it. Fuck it all.
Because they're sitting there talking on the beach, and she's there, and Cam says, I'll just tell you what I want to do. And Emily says, well, I want to rip your clothes off right now. And Cam's like, I think we have more of a connection than anyone. And she's like, I just want to kiss you right now. So what do we do? And then he makes out with her. And as Poodle said, Cam's a really
He's
hot
a good
kisser.
Kisser. And I felt that kiss. I was watching it.
Y'all.
Sitting on the couch with saltines.
Mm-hmm. My gingerberry dingled a little bit.
Gingerberry?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. It's disturbing.
I want to call my asshole.
That's really gross.
Would you like to pick some gingerberries?
You're also not a real redhead, so there's that.
The box says natural. I paid for it. It's my color.
Melinda is kind of talking to the girls because I think she got a weird vibe from Marvin, but she's trying to convince all the girls how great Marvin is.
Yes.
It's interesting because it's like she's decided that Marvin's going to be her guy.
Yes.
And she's explaining.
Yes. But we should say that before, y'all. Emily and Cam are like, she's like, they make out and she's like, I'm just going to play dumb. That's easy.
There are cameras all over
around.
The house.
And so then they're like, she's like, I'm not going to say anything. Cam's like, I'm not going to say anything. They come back to Cam goes to the guys. Emily goes to the girls.
Kissed
and they
her.
Just have, they're like, had the shit-eating, biggest shit-eating grin.
They're like, yeah, I kissed Emily. And Emily's like, I kissed him. And they're like, oh, but we lost money, but we don't care. It's okay. You remember how people would freak out on last season?
You know what this show reminds me of? This show is, this is fifth grade on the Lone Grove Elementary playground. Like, that's what these people, like, they just seem so juvenile. Like,
yeah.
The way, like, again, I remember.
Please when, just book report this.
No, I just remember when, what was her first name? Carly. Carly Spring ended up spreading a rumor about Brandy Buck. And I don't even remember the rumor. Oh, she said that Brandy Buck didn't have diabetes and that she just wanted to eat junk food. Which was a horrible rumor.
Oh, my God!
It was so horrible. She told everything. She said,
I'm gasping.
And so
that's awful.
Carly Spring told me, she said, well, I'm the one that started the rumor, but you can't tell anybody. And I said, I won't tell anybody at all. But she didn't know that I had a crush on Brandy Buck, and Brandy Buck let me braid her hair. So I walked right over to that seesaw, and I told Brandy Buck, Carly Spring is telling everybody that you don't have the sugars and that you get to eat whatever you want. And boy, did that start a shit show.
You know, the biggest problem I had with that story is that you had a crush on Brandy Buck.
It was, they started.
Y'all, Brandy is not a boy.
No, they started fighting, not physically, but fighting and yelling at each other that Miss Griffin canceled the cartwheel tournament. I was upset.
What tournament?
Cartwheel tournament.
Oh, I thought you. Your accent is getting so thick. I can't. Y'all, if you've noticed, I have a hard time understanding him sometimes. I'm like, beg your pardon? Wasn't clear. The last thing you said.
Cartwheel tournament.
Cartwheel.
That's what I said, cartwheel.
No, if you, all I heard was cartwheel.
I got to get out of this state, y'all. I got to get out of this state.
I'm going to have to not without my daughter, you.
Yeah, I'm just going to hear
it. Come take you in the night.
I'm just going to hear a helicopter one night.
Come outside. We need to take you back.
And a ladder comes down, and on it, it's just like it's a dangly, like, Wonder Woman Hallmark ornament. And I go, ooh, and I grab it, and I just get flown off into the distance.
And then we take you and Clockwork Orange you, not because you've forgotten what it's like, but just because I want to beat you in a burlap sack.
That's true. That's true.
And just put you in a holding cell for a couple days.
That's fine. I probably need it.
Sweeten up.
Sweeten up.
Be
so,
real pliable after that.
Real pliable. So, y'all, so now there's... We find out Lana said there's a potential for dates. She said for the people that seem like they have a connection.
Private dates, yeah.
So she's going to see if possibly Chase could go on a date with Carly and if Melinda could go on a date with Marvin.
Because they have to, she says, they have to connect on an emotional level instead of a physical one. And this is what I did have issues at earlier in the game is, so we just put these beautiful people in a place not knowing if they're going to mesh at all.
Mm-mm.
And say, who do you connect with emotionally? Do it. Do it. Don't kiss or anything. You can cuddle, but you can't do anything with anybody.
It seems very quick.
Yeah. Like day two.
But is it because they're put under this like fishbowl thing? Because, you know, there is that whole, the social experiment of that you, it's like summer camp. You bond quicker because you got to think about they're with people 24/7.
But in a way, they're trying to teach them to make emotional connections, but this is, as you said, it's summer camp. Those aren't real.
Exactly.
And so that's why the whole philosophy, but you know how I get about this show.
They don't want to teach people emotion. They just want to make money and have a show of people hot trying not to fuck each other.
I know,
that's
but it's the double speak of we're trying to help people.
The producers never, when they pitched this show, said this show's about getting people to
getting
form.
Hot people.
They said, this is about slutty hot people who can't fuck and we're laughing at them not being able to fuck.
Who get cock blocked.
Because if that was the case, then instead of punishing when they had sex, they would reward them when they had emotional breakthroughs.
Yeah. Well, they did that a little bit. They got the bracelets.
Oh, yeah.
They did do that last time.
As long as they were in the bracelets, they could make out for a little bit,
yes,
right?
Yes. But that was a privilege. Those were a privilege.
It is very different than Love is Blind, whereas Love is Blind is a real experiment.
Well, and the rules are so specific, and everyone, and you talk to the person for a very long time through the pods. But this was, like I said, I think this, the very model of this show was a joke. It was let's fuck with people.
Because it's taking Love Island and all these shows and kind of turning them on their head and make fun of them, which is why I like it.
I'm not sure if I ever liked it. I like it
better than Love Island.
Entertaining. Oh, Love Island's terrible.
It doesn't take itself so seriously.
I will say, you guys, we've never watched the British version of Love Island. Where can you watch it?
I watched like four episodes of season one. I should probably watch more of the later seasons.
Where is it?
Golly, Poodle, this was forever ago. I got like a VPN, and I think I downloaded, like you could pay for the ITV app.
Oh, no, we never had that.
That's it. You just do a VPN and get the ITV app.
Okay. Nope, that's what we saw, Bromans. That's how we saw Bromans.
But I watched Love Island, too.
That was so long ago.
God, I miss Bromans.
Y'all, if you don't know what Bromans is, that was where hot guys did like stuff in ancient Rome.
We have a podcast about it, but I think it costs too much to keep it hosted. It's
called Homo Empire. Yeah, I think we just threw Empire. I think we threw that one away.
Yeah, we cut the fat.
So Carly is getting flirty with Chase, and she just kisses him. She just they don't care about Carly's like, I don't care about rules. And they're eliminated from the date reward. The thing is, I think if I was on that show and if I was being counted on, like I would not do it because I would be like, if other people are counting on me. So I wouldn't want to be disliked.
I disagree with that. I think when you were in your 20s, let's say if you and I were on the show, and I kept talking about the rules and how I wanted to follow the rules and I didn't want to break the rules. And I was telling you and everybody else, you should do this. Make sure you don't do this. Do this, Poodle. You eventually would become so annoyed with me.
I would make out with someone because you would be nagging. I'd show you how it was done.
And you would make, not because you cared about what other people think.
You would stick it to other people.
You would.
Maybe. Carly and Chase are eliminated from the date reward
Hope is alive for Melinda and Marvin. Maybe they'll make it.
Right. But Peter says that he is feeling Melinda as well.
He is feeling, yes.
So Marvin asks Melinda, she's like, say something in French. And of course he says, voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
And she's like, oh my God.
That sounds so sweet.
Oh my God. My pussy is on fire.
Marvin is the first French person when they say something in French to use that phrase. Most French people would say something a little drier than that.
Did you think it was attractive?
No, because I've been in France and I don't have that. The doesn't turn on for me the French language. Now, if a man says something and I understand it and it's beautiful, it sounds better in French than any other language. but you could say my umbrella is wet, and I would probably, I don't know, that does sound hot. Parapluie, what is wet? Someone's screaming.
I'm surprised you don't know that in French.
It is. I've said, say, give me your parapluie. So anyway, Marvin and Melinda kiss. And wait, so I think this also disqualifies them, right?
Yes. Because he's talking in French and Melinda's like, oh, my body's shaking. And he's like, do you want to kiss me? They make out and then you hear Lana say, cancel date.
Cancel date.
And so Marvin's like, y'all, literally, Marvin makes out with Melinda and then he walks over and just starts talking to Emily how he's into her. Literally, right after he left Melinda.
It's fuckboy behavior. And the worst thing is, he has a problem when girls do it.
Yes, and Emily
it
even says,
grosses
I think
me
Marvin's
out.
Just really horny right now.
But no, I'm saying this is this ridiculous misogynist double standard here.
Oh, yeah, for
he
sure.
He had a real problem, and we're going to see later on, he had a real problem when girls do it, and he got real hurt. But he has no problem doing it because he can do it. He's a guy. So anyway, of course, Marvin says, I think I'm going to stick to Melinda, though. Now Cam is of course making out with Emily again. They're repeat offenders. Y'all, this is Thunderdome. No one cares about the money at this point.
No, and Carly even walks in on them. She's like, I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
Meanwhile, Peter, y'all, I forgot how stupid I feel whenever we recap this show. I enjoy it, but I'm always like,
no, I'm an idiot.
Peter is looking at Carly, and Carly is looking at Emily, and he's got a crush on her. She passed him a note and said, do you want to fuck me?
It does feel like that. We should do teabags from now on. I think that would be better.
Sure.
Don't you love when I take talk strategy?
Yeah, that's great.
During the podcast?
So Peter, though, is like, I've got to get my game on, because he says, quote, I'm obsessed. And he says it to Melinda. He's like, I'm obsessed with you. And she's like, oh, my God. I love it.
And Peter's a fuckboy too, y'all. He's just good at it.
Exactly. And Melinda says, wait a minute. So I saw Marvin go talk to Emily. Peter tells me that he's obsessed with me. Well, Marvin, if this is the game you want to play, bitch. And this is where I relate, because I'm a Mar, y'all. I would have done this.
And then they rock, paper, scissors between Melinda and Carly. And for who's going to kiss Peter. And Carly wins, and Carly kisses Peter.
Melinda kisses first.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Oh, I wrote that down.
Melinda, and then he goes and kisses Carly. And this is where Carly says the most poodle thing ever. You know, he was there, and I wanted to make out with somebody.
Peter says, I've worked my magic. I may have not one, but two girls tonight.
Why
am I drawn to shitty men like Peter? I know. Don't you feel it too?
Yeah. I mean, Peter is more, you would be drawn to him more than I would be. I think I would be drawn to probably Marvin. I wouldn't be able to talk to. I'd be too nervous.
You'd be so nervous. Yeah.
I think. Probably I would try to talk to, I honestly probably would talk to Cam because I'm the least attracted to him and I could feel like I could talk to him.
The thing is, you try to be friends with people first and I just start vamping first with my bow up. Yeah. Hi there, sir.
He starts talking and suddenly you hear dun 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 and you're like, where did that come from?
And my shoulders start going back revolving, my screaming alabaster shoulders.
I think I probably would try to be friends with Nathan.
I can see you would try to be everyone's best friend first, and I would be sitting there trying to be like Mango from Saturday Night Live. You cannot have the mango. No, you cannot
have the mango.
That's where I would
mango.
Be.
Oh. What a dated, wonderful reference.
That's Saturday Night Live in the early 2000s, y'all.
Is Mango even okay now?
Probably not.
I don't know.
How so? How wouldn't he be? He was
mango
a very
ever...
effeminate gay man.
Latino.
True.
I don't know.
Have you ever met a Puerto Rican drag queen?
Yes.
That is Mango. Yeah.
Marvin, so Melinda, we're not at that part yet. So basically, they're all really horny. It's bedtime. They're getting ready for bed. And then Lana comes up and says, doom da doom. Melinda, please tell everyone to gather in the cabana. And she says, I just took my lashes off. Give me 2 seconds.
That was my favorite rebuking a machine.
And Lana was like, but I need you. She said, imagine if your battery was low, bitch. And I guffawed.
It was funny.
It was funny. I like her.
So
this is all the guests, morning, by the way. Yeah, they're
all the guests are there, and
they're at the cabana,
and they're kind of they're like, so who did this? You have that were there sexual things done? And I'm like, why are people denying it? They know there are cameras. Everywhere.
The only people that admit it are Carly and are Emily and Cam admit to their one kiss, just their one, and then somebody else. But y'all, again, classic poodle. Carly admits to nothing.
No, she doesn't.
You, Jake, would be completely silent.
I would sit there, and I would deny it, and then they would show me footage of it. I'm like, nope, never seen that before. Looks fake to me.
Doctor, Facetune. What's that thing called?
Not familiar with that. Nope.
So they find out they have a deduction of $21,000.
That's awful.
That's awful. That's a lot of money.
Like, they lost $21,000. And it doesn't, the weirdest thing about it, maybe I'm thinking of last season, that would have made all of them kind of angry at one another
because they lost like $3,000 at first and they were all like, what the fuck?
All lost their minds. But I think that's what I'm saying. There's a weird stakes problem they have this season.
I agree.
I brought it up last episode and I was berated for it. But I like to talk about reality shows and theory more than you do.
You beat me down now.
But there's a stakes issue this season. Because otherwise they just like fuck around and no one would care.
That gets changed and we're about to find out. Because we find out they broke seven rules, y'all. Seven.
Seven. Seven children.
Seven.
Seven.
Melinda.
What's that from?
Friends.
Yes. Seven. Friends. Seven.
Seven. And so Melinda says, well, they're kind of like, well, who did this? And finally Melinda says, well, I kissed Peter. And Marvin is like, gung, gung.
This is the thing. It's like personal for him.
This is less than 24 hours. It's like a day that they've been there.
It's so dumb. It's like these people are extremely slutty, but they're also extremely like sensitive.
I guess.
Y'all, sensitivity and a slut does not a good combo.
Not a good combo. Now, Marvin can't believe that. And Melinda's like, yeah, Carly kissed Peter too. And she just goes,
ooh.
Again, classic poodle. And then y'all, Chase, I think, is going to be the one who's like, I can't believe Peter actually. Because Chase hasn't kissed anyone yet, has he?
Carly.
Oh, he did.
They made out with Carly. He's done it like twice.
So who has it? So Larissa hasn't done anything. No. Nathan hasn't done anything. Kayla. Any other guys besides Nathan?
Who haven't?
Mm-hmm.
Cam,
Peter, Marvin. No, just Nathan.
Yeah. Are we forgetting a guy?
Nathan, Detroit.
Because Peter has Peter. Yeah. And Chase is talking to Carly, and because they can't believe that they went that Carly kissed a guy like Peter, and it's weird. These men, you guys, are butthurt by a guy like Peter. They are such snowflakes. At the end of the day,
yeah.
Both Marvin and Chase, Marvin to a greater degree,
but Marvin to a much greater degree because. Yeah. They can't, and Marvin says to Melinda, he's like, so I kissed you yesterday and it meant nothing. And instead,
laughable.
But that's when we find Lana says that the prize money, because they're kind of Cam saying, like, I don't care. And then Lana says, the prize money will not be shared equally. This is different than last season. And they all kind of go, what?
They do, but there's not even a big reaction here.
I thought they did, because, like, Cam was like, I don't care. Fuck it. It's like, what is it? Like, $3,000 each. And then when he said that, he went, oh, shit.
Yeah, I got you. I guess I expected confessional quiet. I guess I expected... Oh, I guess I actually need to strategize now. But so
it ended a lot. The episode ended quickly from this. So maybe it's
Maybe they'll strategize a little more next episode. But you guys, we were now to our first Too Hot to Handle workshop with very qualified people running them. Alexandra
Ruxo,
the relationship expert. Y'all,
exotic coach.
Alexandra is a yoga teacher in Venice.
Yeah.
She's not a relationship coach. They're exploring their erogenous zones. No one knows to say erogenous or androgynous.
No.
Again, Mensa would have a hard time here recruiting people.
They would.
But this is focusing on self-control. You look her up?
She actually is. She's also an actor, but she's... But she actually is a best-selling author and speaker, apparently. She's
a best-selling author?
Well, that's what she says on her website. She has 48,000 followers on Instagram.
Okay, so she might be legit.
She has a book that's called Fuck Like a Goddess. Heal Yourself.
Stop.
Reclaim Your Voice. Stand in Power.
Okay, but she's teaching them not to fuck. But this is all about self-control. They've got like one of those little spank, like little riding crops and a feather. Yes. And I wrote, this is ridiculous. Strawberries and chocolate, but you can't kiss. But you can do all kinds of things with people. This feels like insulting, saying there are things you can do instead of fuck each other's brains out. Like chocolate covered strawberries.
Yes.
It does feel like sex for dummies.
It doesn't. And also it feels like you want them to connect intellectually, but yet you're talking about erogenous zones that are
it's like pushing them to do something. And all y'all straight up, Marvin is actually angry with Melinda.
He's actually angry. Melinda's even like has a feather boa up his shorts tickling his junk, and he is giving her nothing.
And she's trying to like mend fences, and he says, I'm sorry, I need time to get over it. How long do you need? Double the amount we've been here, which is one day?
I wish that Melinda would say, well, we made out and you went up immediately and started talking to Emily, but she never said that.
I don't think she has the
I don't think she's confrontational in that way.
For that. Yeah.
And so now Cam is like, this whole exercise just gave him massive blue balls. Nathan totally got a boner.
Yes.
He was totally, he gets quick to bone.
We didn't see that on camera though.
No, you saw the tent was pitched.
How did I miss that? I was probably writing.
You were sick. You were not feeling well. Y'all, when Poodle misses a boner, life is sad.
It is sad. So the next thing, Melinda basically says, or Marvin says, you know, maybe I'm going to be switching beds.
Maybe.
Like, really bitchy. And
Melinda's like, okay.
Here,
all right.
Peter, come stay in my bed.
So,
and then she takes off her fucking top, y'all, and she sticks it to Marvin. I appreciate this.
I applauded, y'all, when Marvin walks in there, y'all, it's just silence. And then he kind of like ducks his head, and then he crawls into bed with Nathan. And then
stick it to her.
I don't know if everybody else saw this, but then my dad's television kind of went kind of scrambly. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly everybody else left or went to sleep. And when Nathan rolls over and looks at Marvin, said, are you sad, man? And Marvin shakes his head, yes. And then he just starts kind of like, on his left nipple, and then he kind of just does a connect the dot, like a over to his right nipple, and then
why am I getting turned on?
And then he just kind of like takes his balls and just kind of starts like stretching them a little bit.
So I think we're losing money now.
And then he sucks his dick.
Yeah, I don't know if then, secret scenes are going to help. And then, this
Marvin really started just being like, "Wantale moulin, tika tika taka, wantale moulin taka."
What French song is that?
Something we sang in choir.
Wantale. I don't know. It's probably incorrect. Moule is flies. Moule. Yeah,
it was
is
a weird
flies.
Song, like one of those nursery rhymes.
Oh, and you.
Why
do you remember songs from choir?
I don't know.
But you can't remember day to day names?
Names of people on these shows?
Yeah.
Mystery to me.
It's very frustrating for me. That's the show.
Is that the show? Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's the show. That's all the notes I've got.
That's all the notes I got, too. Y'all, too hot to handle, too cold to hold. We're Poodle and Maddie, and we got it in the know. We're going to be, if you're jumped onto our Patreon for this $5 tier, we want to say thank you for your support. Or Reality Gaze Extra on the Supercast.
Reality Gaze Extra.
Supercast. We want to let you know that if you're on the $5 tier, you're new, you're going to get all classic episodes of 90 Day Fiancé. That's prior seasons.
And our monthly Bi-Curious, which is Too Large, episode 2 on Discovery Plus.
Bi-Curious is that we do a new show, just kind of something we want to try one every month. So, yeah. So be sure to check all that out. So y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com to find all of our information. Cameo, Twitter, Instagram. And Poodle, what do you love more than anything?
Oh, a review. Go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. And if you don't know what to write, just write, "Keep going, Queens."
And y'all, we couldn't remember the sign-off for the first episode, but we were, Poodle, what is our sign-off for this show?
Keep being sluts.
Keep being sluts, y'all. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Break it down now.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna leave ya.
Too hot to handle. It's DJ Jazzy Poodle.
Fresh Princess, we out. No, literally, we're out.
We're very gay.